Got it.
Because of him, I learned about the app, the PlayStation app.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You can like log in through your phone. You don't have to play. You just want to hang out with your friends.
So you but, know so, about you still. Yeah.
As I was saying it, I was like, shit.
Yeah, I, as you were saying, I was thinking, I was like, I don't
way too high for this.
I literally thought about that too. I was like, wait a minute, that means he knows. He just doesn't.
He knows how to hang out with us and chooses no.
No.
That's a great way to start this podcast.
Sweet fantasy, baby.
Cup to cup.
Welcome, everybody. This is Cup to Cup, episode number 249. Hey, look, new family tradition. I have to chug a beer before because I'm not trying to drink out of that dick the whole time. For those of you who first time joining us, this is Cup to Cup Show. We're a comedy podcast. My name is Kevin. I'm the number one host of all time. Number one in your hearts and on your ears currently. What, Jason? That's not weird. I got my friends, all my best friends, except for one who's out with, you know, just going out and partying too much. He's sick, so.
Smashville, got, bro.
Smashville, he called it.
Did he really call it that?
Instead of Nashville.
Oh, Chris. So lame.
Which,
oh,
come to find out, we got two gay guys, you know, who knew? Jose, speaking of gay, welcome in, dude.
Jesus Christ, we're starting off hot today.
Jose, welcome in.
Yeah, I remember Jose. The last time that I wasn't on the show, you started the show by saying, all my best friends are here, and then you said nothing else. And I wasn't on that time. And now...
So no exception was made, huh?
Yeah.
There's further... All my best friends are here, except for one.
Jose, you got some gray in that beard, huh?
May like it.
You like it?
I did. A little salt and pepper.
I was gonna get rid of it, but Michael.
Bro, he just
like,
deflected
no.
you so easily, Jose.
Salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper.
I like how Jose or Kevin's salt like pepper. Attached to facial hair because, or just hair in general, because he calls out Chase. He's like,
yeah.
Short haircut, huh, bro?
He didn't just call me out. He like zoomed in and just a picture of just that, just the very top of my head.
Speaking of short hair, we got Chase here, everybody. Say hi, Chase.
Yo. Also, Jose, he deflected so easily and you just let it slide, huh?
Because he started talking about he started complimenting my looks. He knows what he's
doing. I don't know if he compliment though? He just said you have gray hair.
That looks good, man.
A little salt and pepper.
Now he has complimented you.
Yeah, I never know with Kevin. He'll be like, oh my God, bro, your hair. 10 minutes
it's
later,
like,
he's like,
is that a good thing or a bad thing?
You don't know.
Speaking of Jason, he's got hair. Jason's here.
Hey, guys. Jason's hair. Did you do that on purpose?
You say you got hair.
And you are hair. That's what you said.
Oh, no, I didn't mean to do that.
Crickets.
Oh,
Jesus Christ. Crickets.
Raise your hand if you're wearing a t-shirt with my emoji on it.
Jason is. Emoji. Jason is for sure.
We discontinued this shirt too because only two people bought it. And I was like, fuck it. I'm discontinuing it.
I was
and
not sure. Wow.
No, Jamie, or maybe three people. Jamie Will and I bought it.
This year? Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
Good old Jamie with one eye.
She's doing it with that one eye.
I need a nug from her.
We have a great show ahead of us, folks. I don't know what's going to happen because I don't have the rundown pulled up. So it's going to be fantastic,
Florida Man,
though.
We got a voice nugget.
Nice.
We got a what if. I think we have a would you rather. I don't want to use it because it is probably one of the most fucked up would you rather since the beginning. Remember when we did would you rather and it was really dark would you rathers? Remember
would
that shit
rather?
Back in the day?
Would
it was
rather-
like... It was like, would you rather swim through needles with HIV or like kill your dog? You know what I mean? Like really dark shit. So
we're back to that is what you're saying.
Chris gave me a would you rather. He was like, well, I'm not going to be there for blind.
I'd like to hear his answer as well.
Yeah, it's fucked up, bro. It made me think twice. I was like, I don't know which way I want to go with this. And I want to know where he got it from. But we have that. We have trivia, and we have a dad tip, and this is where we fucked up. So it should be fun. And this is where we fucked up. We have two clips from Jose, plus a live one, so it's going to be good.
Jose's alive on this episode, boy. Let's fucking go.
And he's got trees and a window, and we found out.
Who knew? Hey, earmuffs, Jose. Earmuffs. do you guys prefer live, or do you prefer recorded? Because I prefer live.
What, when he does it?
Yeah.
Live. Also, this is not earmuffs. That, if anything, you're hearing this better right now.
Yeah,
Jose.
Yeah, yeah, I am. I'm just putting my hands over my headphones. So.
Yes, I like live. Yes.
I like live, actually, better, to be honest with you.
All you got to do is say earmuffs, and then
is it
say
easier?
Whatever you want.
Yeah. Jose, is it easier for you to do live? Like, less prep? Or is, like, how do you, like, coming into this?
Well, yeah, obviously it's less prep because I don't have to record it and then produce it and, well, record it and then send it to Andy, who produces it.
So it's less work for Andy, really, honestly.
It's less work for both of us because I don't have to pre-record it. But so I'm here.
Yeah, just, but it's less work for Andy, though, right? Because
it is no work for Andy.
Just say yes and we can
no
move
work
on.
For Andy. Jesus.
It's his hobby. He tells me he enjoys it. He tells me that's the one thing he looks forward to all week is producing my segment.
Not watching the Magic play in the playoffs right now.
He does a great job.
Definitely not.
If he needs some extra work to do, we got plenty of podcasts, easy work that needs to be done. So
yeah,
let him let me know, and I'll.
I think he's great with mixing and creating audio. I think it's awesome.
I agree.
Kev, do you have the doc up for the opening item or?
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
Excuse me, do you know how much a polar bear weighs?
No, how much?
Enough to break the ice. Hi, Fred Searing, how are you?
Hey, Bogus, Kevin, with your opening item. This is kind of just the thing that we use to break the ice, to get the ball rolling, to get the tunneling, to get the car driving. So that's what we're here for. This is the opening item. What is your drunk tell? The thing that reminded you that you were drunk last night.
Can I be honest with you? The question made so much sense until
the
gave an explanation. Yeah. Like, what the fuck
is that?
I was
like,
mean,
what's
Chris?
Your drunk tell? I was like, oh, I know exactly, you know.
Yes.
Exactly. I think he means like the next morning, like headache, thirsty, like you have a pile of shit on the ground. Like,
that's just like, what's your hangover then?
Basically.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the original one.
Yeah, I'm going with the original as well. Anybody
I'm
going to
go with the way I interpreted it.
I love it. Cool. So let's just do our own thing. fuck you, Chris.
Fuck you, Chris.
Yeah.
Just kidding, folks. Chris is not here. We love him. He's a part of my best friend group, one of four.
Oh. Hmm. Well, this is awkward.
anyway, so Chase, what is your drunk tell? And the thing that reminded you that you were
drunk. You don't have to read
night.
The whole thing. I'm going to take
Every
it away.
Time.
I think that Chris meant for it. And, I mean, it's well documented that I like food, but I really like food when I'm drunk. Specifically, like, fast food or just easy. So when I wake up the next morning and there's, like, especially when I used to live in Tallahassee, walking distance from Whataburger, it would be like an empty Whataburger bag just sitting on the table. I'm like,
what about nowadays? You know? We ain't talking about 10
Well, nowadays,
years
it's
ago.
Still food, though. It's just now it's like something I went and heated up upstairs, and it'll just be like a plate with like little bits of crumbs, and then that's it.
You leave
and
it
like
where,
a fork
though?
And knife.
Is there is
on
there
a table?
Spot?
On a table. Okay. Yeah.
You're such a piece of shit.
I know. And I wake up the next morning, I'm like, I don't even remember eating that.
Which is the worst part of it, because you don't get to remember experiencing the food. Mm.
The wonderfulness of Whataburger.
That's
you're
the most heartbreaking
it once
part
you throw it back up. I guarantee you.
Are you telling me that you guys will wake up sober and remember what you ate last night and just be like, that was a great experience? Like,
no,
I
he's saying you don't
dinner.
Remember. That's
what no, I know what he's saying, but I'm saying if you weren't drunk, do you actually go back to the night before and just think like, oh, I experienced
a
really good dinner.
That was a wonderful shrimp and grits.
Such
that,
a fantastic steak.
That parfait I had
That's
last night.
That's fucking weird if you guys do that.
Parfait. Really?
Maybe
that is part of some French word.
Parfait.
Croissant.
That reminds me of that video.
Croissant.
Croissant.
Yeah. So Chase, do you daydream about your food from the night before?
Even always.
When you're really? Sober, I mean.
No, man. Both,
when you're sober. Okay.
You know, there's definitely times where like I'll be like, fuck, that was a really good meal last night.
You know, this motherfucker wakes up in the morning. Mary walks to the kitchen. He's like, babe, that steak last night was something else, wasn't it? She's like, what?
Were those burrito tacos not do you have coffee? Good.
What's going on?
Ooh, now I want some burrito tacos.
See? I know the way to start.
Jose, what is your drunk tell? The thing that reminded you that you were drunk last night.
Oh, my God, dude. We're not going to do this every time.
I love it. I want you to do it every time.
Please don't.
What are we doing?
Well, mine was the same as Chase's.
I get
drunk and I order food. I order too much food. So it's like just leftovers.
You're an orderer.
Of just
that's
everything.
How I know you're
order,
rich.
Orderer. I'm not, but Michael is because he can't make up his mind. So he orders way too much shit. But my other thing is that I'm notoriously really bad when I'm drunk of like closing thing. Like, I don't know how to say this, but like, whatever the last step in completing something is. So, like, I will not push my chair in. I will open, like, if I'm cooking, I'll open all the cabinets. I will close none of them.
So you just wake up the next morning and all the cabinets are open. The chairs are just 5 feet away from the table. Yes. The fridge door is
Michael's
wide open.
Got blue balls. Like, all the
Well, that's never a problem. But it's just like my brain
like
just
a
skips last step.
In there?
Yeah.
So you just half-ass shit when you're drunk.
Like 90% shit.
You just like look at shit and you're like, no.
Like, you know, I fucking left the milk out. Like, you know, stupid shit.
Oh, Jose.
I know.
That's the worst.
The worst.
Emily leaves fucking food in the air fryer all the time and I get so sad. Yeah, dude. Like, because when she'll cook dinner, anything with the air fryer, she'll leave it in the air fryer while we'll pull out for dinner. Like, we'll take it out from there. But when we put away the leftovers, whatever, she'll always forget. So the next morning, I'll wake up and I'll see chicken tenders in there. And I'm like, she's like, don't you
son of a
eat
bitch.
Them? Don't you eat them?
Chicken tendies. Have you ever?
Oh yeah,
one?
For sure, 100%.
Jason opens up and it's like,
fuck it.
Jason's like doing the math. He's like, that's 75 cents right there. That is 75 cents worth of chicken tenders.
It's a waste of chicken tenders. I'm risking it. She's like, she will literally look at me like a toddler and be like, I'll fucking knock in the back of your head out. Like, do not fucking eat that chicken tender, bro. So, but I feel you, Jose. I feel you there. My tell. So I'm not the only thing I have for post drunk that I can think of is the peanut butter in the refrigerator. For some fucking reason,
that was a one-time thing, right?
No. That's an all-time thing. If I get
that's
wasted,
a good one.
If I get wasted or super stoned, I will some reason put the fucking peanut butter back into the refrigerator. When I say back, that's how my mind thinks. So I'm like, oh, it deserves to be back in the refrigerator. Emily will wake up and she's pissed because she. Have you ever like gotten peanut butter that's really cold? It's really hard to spread. It's a pain in the ass.
How does it taste?
It tastes fine. It's good. But it's hard. It's thicker. The viscosity is not like...
Whoa. Viscosity. Wait a second.
Wow.
Damn, bro. I know we all graduated, but holy shit.
But it's just thicker. So Emily wakes up and she wants peanut butter. And she's like, are you fucking kidding me, Jason? Why is it in the refrigerator? And I was like, I got a little higher. I got a little drunk. So the way I took this question, though, is when you start getting drunk, like at that moment... How you know I get drunk? I start getting way more energetic. Like, I start fucking pouncing. I start going back and forth with people. I want to play video games or I want to play drinking games. I'm just, like, fucking ready to go. Like, I'm a yes man when I'm
drunk. I'm a yes
man. When you're drunk, yeah.
Do you want to play FIFA? Yes.
Yes.
Not when I'm drunk, but, like, that, you know, that right, that tipsy to drunk stage?
Yeah, because once you get drunk, you shut it down.
When I get super drunk, yeah.
When you get super drunk, you're like...
Kevin,
you literally just like you just like
his world just shrinks and it's just like
grass.
Kevin and Jason cross in the night when they get to a certain drunk
point. There's a certain part that we are perfect. Yes. And then Kevin
high five
like,
each other on the way
for sure. And then Kevin's like, "All right, wild turkey." I'm like, "Later, bro."
No, you don't say later, bro. You do the Irish goodbye. Irish goodbyer.
I wholeheartedly love it.
But that cross that X point when we meet.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great time.
It's great. No, you were a full-on Irish goodbye. I remember at New Year's, Kevin you and I, all three of us were up, like, just hanging out, and then Jason just, like, walked off. I assume went to the bathroom. It was, like, 30 minutes later, I was like, where's Jason? Kevin was like, he 100% went to bed.
Yeah.
100%.
But the best part, too, I will lie straight to your face. I'll be like, what are you doing? I'm going to the bathroom. 100%. And I'll just go straight to the fucking bed. You're
I'm like, you're full of shit. I can see it in your fucking face.
And Kevin knows why, and I think Chase and Jose, you've seen it. Peer pressure's a bitch. I will fucking, like, if you get me there, and I'm there, and you say, let's take a shot, I don't want the shot, but if you ask me twice, it's like Will Ferrell from fucking Austin Powers. Ask me three times, I'm taking a fucking shot. We're doing it. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a good look, and so I have to escape because I will say yes.
Did you say from Austin Powers? Did you mean from?
Yeah, remember Will Ferrell where you have to ask him three times and he'll give you the answer?
Oh, yes.
So, like, you just have to ask me about three different times, and I'm like, fuck it, I'll get him.
Damn, three times. I thought you were talking about, like, Frank the Tank, where he's like, no, I shouldn't. I got a real busy day tomorrow.
For sure. I'm the same way. I'll do one. And then before I know it, I'm fucking raging. It's terrible.
Turbo.
My drunk tell, the thing that reminded you that you were drunk last night. So I took this as a drunk tell, like, hey, this is when I'm starting to get drunk. Yeah. So my drunk tell is clearly my words. Like, I already kind of have a redneck slur to me. So when I started when I just started mixing words together, like, they just started, there's no period next sentence, and it just goes together. Like, that's,
we call that chestering.
Yeah, when my words start going together, and I realize it, I'm like, I think I'm getting drunk. I say that on the podcast all the time.
You do.
I'm like,
I was gonna say.
All the time, I'm always like, well, I think I'm getting drunk, you know?
The more you start to sound like your cousin Chester, as you get drunker.
Everyone's listening to this, like, nodding their heads, like, yep, that's right.
Yep, we know
he said
exactly
that.
He said that two weeks ago.
Once he starts
mumbling, we know that he's getting real drunk.
But if the drunk tell, like, the next morning, for the second parentheses part, the thing that reminded you that you were drunk last night, it was when I wake up, with a beer in my hand at my... when I wake up with a beer in my hand and I'm sitting at my gaming table right here.
That's a good one, yeah.
And I'm passed out. That's how I know that I've had too much to drink.
That would be it.
It'll be like 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. I'll be like, oh, shit, I need to go to bed. It's time to go to bed. So then I'll try to clean up.
And then you go to bed right there.
I'll spill something, and then I'll be like, I'll clean it up in the morning. And then I can stumble over shit on my way to bed and then wake my wife up and then, fucking ruin the whole house and then wonder why she's pissed off at me the next day. And, yeah.
That is a hell of a drunk tell.
Happens every goddamn time.
Happens every goddamn time.
See you in the morning, babe.
That's a good one.
Love it.
It is.
Which she told me today, just now. She was like, "Oh, I took off tomorrow, off of work." And I was like, "Why?" She's like, "Just to take off." I was like, "Okay,
good for her."
I'm gonna be hungover, so we're gonna find out.
Oh, okay.
You mentioned
I spent
this
all
earlier,
night drinking
Jay.
Beer out of dick. You know, who's
happens to the best of us. Happens to
it
us
does. Us. Been there.
Been that you yeah. have. Indeed.
Yeah, I have.
We've
been there.
three out of the four of us have. Right.
Well, we don't know. It could be four.
Yeah. Jason is literally writing a like synopsis right now on his computer. He's doing his editing stuff. He's doing like 3D imaging right now.
He's looking at dictionary.com to drop a couple more $5 words over here.
I was trying to see if I could download.
What was the first word you dropped?
Say it again.
Viscosity?
Viscosity. I'm writing it down.
I don't even know if I'm saying it correctly. And you guys are like giving me kudos to be honest with you.
I'll tell you next time.
I think you were doing
that. Fuck. Jose's like, yeah, I keep egging him on Tom Smart because I want to fucking rule him tomorrow, viscosity, bro. Yeah. Used it completely wrong.
Totally.
It's like on the Christmas episodes where we like give the word that you have to like say without just sneaking
password,
it in there.
Bro.
Yeah, password.
What was the name? Wasn't there like a password segment? Why am I remembering this? Andy was doing like a secret word segment. Whatever happened to that?
Oh,
we did it for like one episode. Yeah,
we did it for like three. He has to send us the episode. I still think he needs to do it randomly. And then we just call it out to see if someone gets
like
it, you know what I mean?
He may have done it this episode.
Yeah,
he might.
That's why Jason's saying
fuck.
With Andy, I'm always like, oh, that's just Andy. That's the way you talk.
Kevin, though, like, everyone played that game so great. Like, by the way, guys, if you guys don't know what I'm talking about, what Jose is talking about, Annie used to give us a word, like, for three episodes in a row, would give us all a word, and we would all have to figure out what word he gave us. And all of us would try to sneak it in. Kevin, fuck no. He'd be like, viscosity. All right, guys, we're going to go to the moon. Like, that. Like, it's just fucking, like, he didn't even try.
It just made no sense. Hey, you know what I love the most about watching the stars? Their viscosity.
Yeah. It was so bad. And, like, it kind of ruined it. I was like, fuck it. We can't even have fun. It's just like Password. When the first time we played Password two Christmases ago, I was like, you can't say the word, Kev. No matter what, you can't say the fucking word. And it was like reindeer, and he was like, it's a deer.
I'm like, God, it's a type of deer.
Yeah, type of deer. I was like, nope.
I mean,
nope,
I didn't say reindeer. Reindeer is one word.
Also,
right?
Imagine if it's like raining.
Yeah. Rain. God, I hate him.
You hate
that
me?
That being said, Florida Man, right? Let's do that. Florida Man.
I think
and then
so.
We'll
yeah,
listen to Josh's voice nugget. All right, Danny Juan sent this to me a while ago, and I will say, at the very least, this is my favorite Florida Man for this year.
Well, what wow. is Florida Man? That's crazy.
Let's
talk
go.
About
wow.
Florida Man, if you guys don't know what this is, you guys seen it. We're in the headlines all the time. We say we because we're all Florida-born boys, except for Kevin. He kind of says he's born in Virginia.
I fucking live here. No, I. Oh, yeah. Well, I was actually born in Virginia. I don't
I like how
it.
Everybody who was born in Florida said fuck off, and then Kevin's like, I wasn't born in Florida, but I'm gonna stay here. I like it.
Yeah, it's comfy.
It's comfy.
But yes, this is one of my favorite Florida Mans. It wasn't actually in Florida Man, but I think the headline's just fucking hilarious.
Taylor man. Swift didn't make a song about Virginia, did she? No. Okay. Just saying.
She runs away to Florida.
Listen to the new album.
Did you listen to the new album, or was it just a headline you saw?
I was looking for trending audio today, and I run into Florida. But your sister did listen to the new album. She made sure to let me know when she came to visit me in my work.
Yeah, you know where she was coming for? That was Saturday, right? Or was that Sunday?
That was I don't even know what did it.
I think it was Saturday. So, but
well, he's
me,
off
me,
on Sundays, isn't he? So it's
well, not
Saturday.
Sunday.
Yeah,
this Sunday out of work. Big sale this weekend.
Big sale. Biggest day in City Furniture history and clearance section.
Ooh.
Brought to you by this guy right here.
That's there it
right.
is. He's pointing to himself,
Jamie,
guys.
Did my sister buy anything from you?
No. No, I don't
Bitch.
Think so. Whoa.
Jesus.
She's
I can
a nice
see that.
Lady.
It's my sister. That being said, my sister, if it was Saturday, which I think it was, I went to call her and she didn't pick up. She actually sent me straight to voicemail because it rang once and went to voicemail. Mm-hmm. But she responded quickly with text saying, sorry, I'm going to a Taylor Swift brunch. Haters gonna hate. I was like, gay? Like, that's all I said. I just gave it's her the like, gif of gay.
What?
Like,
what is a Taylor Swift? Is it
don't
just
know.
A brunch
where
they play
like
a bunch of Taylor Swift?
Sounds like, she told me she it's was, a she went, they went it's and a bought time. A new car, so, or new truck, so.
Did they truck. Win that at the Taylor Swift brunch?
No, I don't I think so, no. Oh. I think that costs money.
You know what I love about my sister? Money. She like, she comes and visits me, and she gives me this whole thing. It's like, yeah, like, you got to stay within your means. Don't spend too much. And I was like, yeah, no, I'm pretty much below my means. Like, and she's like, oh, you got a new car. I was like, I bought that 3 years ago. My cars Ooh. Are kind of paid off. But she goes, she says that, and the next thing she does that is she gets a whole new yard of grass, and then she gets a whole new car. And I'm like, I don't think you know what this fucking means right now. Like,
she just was texts like, her, like, within your means, huh?
Yeah. Without your means, yeah. How's that Taylor Those, Swift brunch?
Them means must be real good, sis.
Yeah.
Sister. I don't know. I just thought that fit. Sorry, guys.
It's all good. All right, guys.
It's all good.
Just end the show. Just end the show.
Florida man arrested for assaulting employee with blank. You'll never get this blank, but it's
Perfect.
So fucking good.
Awesome. Great. Glad we're doing
Perfect.
It.
He hit him with a sack full of cash.
Love it. I'm gonna say he hit him with a morning star.
Ooh.
You know, it was like
no?
a morning Jesus. Star on a chain. Like,
oh, I feel you, bro. That's
fuck,
awesome.
Yeah. Man, that dude might be dead.
no, he beat me.
Yeah, I'm gonna say he hit him with a live snake.
All great answers. All wrong.
Obviously.
I love how quick we jumped in when we're like, we got no shot. Fuck it.
Yeah.
That's what I need.
We're just
going to
come
up with
some random shit.
When I give you
medieval
guys
weapons,
you guys overthink it. Now I'm like, you have no hope. You're like, fuck it. And you wing it. They're great answers. Nice dick, Kevin. Nice
get that dick. It's a good dick.
It's a good dick.
Looks like it looks like you might have to pee.
One of my many punishments, I do have to drink beer out of a dick. As for those of you joining us for the first time, I've lost many competitions. This was one. I have to drink beer out of a dick or whatever I choose. I do have whiskey on hand, too, if I need. But, you know, here we are. And, you know.
How funny would it be if we did have a new listener and you didn't explain that? Like, what the fuck are they doing with their with this dick? They just like, what is this podcast?
To be honest, I feel like it would have got them to YouTube better. Like if they're like, hey, these are on YouTube. If you want to see what dick he's doing,
what are we talking about?
Even with Kevin's explanation, I feel like I would be curious. I'm like, I kind of want to see this dick.
Well, because, if you want to see how big this dick is that I'm putting in your my mouth or your mouth.
If one of these clips is not part of the moment of cringe next week, I will be shocked.
I've been just planting seeds for my segment.
Yeah, you
have.
Show so far. Yeah, you have.
Planting that seed so deep.
Oh. Well, that's something.
All right. So you guys are wrong, but don't worry. Jonathan Steele, 33, faces second-degree felony robbery charges. Police said that he assaulted the man with Pop-Tarts.
Oh, man. Yeah, I was not. You could have given. You could have given me a thousand guesses.
Also,
I wasn't going to get there.
I understand that we didn't get that, but that's not like crazy. We could have. I mean, we could have got.
It's very specific.
I like, would not have gotten that with a thousand guesses.
For sure,
I disagree. I think that's bullshit.
There's no way of proving that.
Yeah. 500 guesses, you would have got that easily.
There's no way of proving that.
2 weeks ago,
though.
You're
so sure of it. You're like,
do you think if someone said a breakfast element or something like that, would you have given it to them? Like, they were like,
you could have said breakfast, and we could have got a better chance.
That's too vague.
What about, what if I said with a pastry?
Ooh,
I would
no
say
fucking
that,
shot.
I would maybe
give. No, you
that.
Wouldn't. You wouldn't say
Pop-Tart
for a pastry. No fucking way you would.
What about what if you said a breakfast pastry?
Then, yeah, of course I'd say Pop-Tart. There's only like five
no,
of them.
No, we're saying if that was Jose's answer, would you give
said
him
a
yes? I'm saying if Jose
Thank
said
you,
a breakfast pastry, would you give him, would you say, yeah, that's close enough?
No, I think if you just said a pastry, that's close. I would have given it for a pastry. Get the fuck out of it. Pop-Tart is a pastry. Mm-hmm. So, yes, yeah, I would have given it to him. That's
Pop-Tart's
not fair.
Pop-Tart's a dry piece of garbage cardboard.
Oh, yeah, you're a strudel,
shit.
Right? You're a strudel boy?
No, I'm not a strudel boy. I'm a fucking man.
Strudel boy.
I'm a strudel man, damn it.
I'm a strudel man.
Sausage and eggs, all right? Potatoes.
Fuck
some fucking blood sausage.
You're so offensive.
I'm a man. I'm a strudel man. I'm 40.
Put no goddamn strudels in my mouth.
Okay.
I put a dick in my mouth. That's
I totally respect like any other breakfast, but don't fucking hate on a Pop-Tart. They're still good. Like I'm not saying
there's
it's
nothing
low
good
mileage.
About Pop-Tarts. They're dry.
Yes, there is.
They're trash.
Honestly.
It's fucking.
I agree. Kevin.
You're not allowed
really
to. You're not allowed to.
I'm sorry. Am I going to kick that? I'm going to get kicked off
this,
the show.
Jose,
now.
Is this your first time on the podcast? We're not allowed to agree with Kevin.
Yeah.
Wait. Well, you're saying you don't like them, or you're just like, you're telling me you would not eat a Pop-Tart? Was that what
you're
telling
overrated.
Me?
They're not.
That's
I, mean, I don't know if they're overrated. Like,
if
how
I wake
highly
up,
are they rated?
If I wake up in the morning and I'm at your house and you're like, look, bro, hey, I made you some Pop-Tarts, so feel free.
I will never make anybody a Pop-Tart. Just make your own fucking Pop-Tart. Get the fuck out of
no,
here.
No, no. All right, let's put it this way then. I'll wake up
what,
in the morning.
What, did you open
like,
the box?
All right, bro, dude, we had a great night last night. What do you got for breakfast? He's like, oh, not much, man. We just got some, like, Pop-Tarts. That's about it. That's I gotta go grocery shopping. I'm sorry, dude. All we got is Pop-Tarts. I'm skipping breakfast.
Wow.
No, I am skipping hanging
no, see,
out with
that
you.
Yeah. That's
first
somewhere else.
How do you not go grocery shopping? You right. know I'm coming in town.
Exactly. That's exaggerating. I'm sorry, but I find it hard to believe that anybody
okay.
would turn down
they're okay.
a Pop-Tart. Yeah, they're fine. Yes, I agree. They're okay.
Pop-Tarts
I'm not saying I live and die for them.
Are constantly in my cupboard, and I've ate like two of them in the past 10 years. So I'm just saying.
10 years?
Thank you for that. Sorry.
Here's the best part about this story.
It's a good clip.
So it was shoplifting, but here's the part that I can't get behind. So he's getting second degree felony robbery charges. That's fine. So he's also getting a charge
normal
with assault.
Normal Florida stuff, yeah.
Here's the issue that I have here. He has minor collarbone injuries. How is that possible?
From the Pop-Tart?
From a fucking Pop-Tart, yeah.
Maybe it's like a frozen Pop-Tart that he turned into like a ninja star? I don't know, dude.
He said the Pop-Tart that was thrown at him caused him minor injuries to his collarbone.
Now, was it a case of Pop-Tarts?
Well, this is what I was going to ask because Jason just said the Pop-Tart that was used. So that lends to believe that there was just one single
singular Pop-Tart.
I think he probably threw.
You can't do any damage with the one Pop-Tart.
I know.
One breakfast pastry.
That dude's
setting up a lawsuit.
Pop-Tart off the plate, it falls apart. Much less fucking goddamn.
That dude's setting up a lawsuit. That's what it is.
Oh, my for sure. He's doing Pop-Tarts.
My collarbone.
It's fucking trash.
He's like
man.
Bleeding from his neck, but it's just the strawberry jam.
Pulled my hamstring. What? My collarbone hurts.
All right. So we got a voice nugget from our boy Josh. I don't have too much context out of it outside of he said penis wrinkle.
Love
so
it.
That's what I got.
Start.
Let's find. I gotta make a video out of this somehow because
this shit's always low.
Josh for start.
Turn him up.
Josh for
start. Turn him the fuck up.
JoshForAssart.com.
Turn up, bro.
That's the American average, but I got stamina, Tom. I got stamina.
All right, here we go, boys.
JoshForAssart.com.
JoshForAssart.com.
Nope. That was stupid. It went right to my headsets. I don't know why I did that, but I'm gonna switch it.
Rich people problems.
Now. I hate
it. Jose, I feel like a goddamn penis wrinkle, and I apologize. Oh. I didn't say anything fucking
sweet about
you. Oh,
buddy, it's okay.
Okay? One of the reasons why I tuned into the podcast now, and I'm super stoked, is because of your voice. I don't know if you notice this, but your voice is the balance beam for cup to
wow.
cup.
Wow. Wow, okay. Add it to the
it
list.
It allows it to sway back and forth between bullshit that some people spew. On this fucking podcast.
Let's fucking
facts.
Go.
And I like facts. Facts are good. So, Jose, lo siento, man. I forgot to say something sweet to you. I hope this matters. And thank you for saying something to me about it. Hold me accountable.
That's right. What I gotta do.
I'm out. Te amo.
I love it. Great as always. Great as
Lo
siento.
The best part of the whole thing was Te amo, and then he couldn't hold his laughter, and he was giggling on his way out. I love Josh Ferris Art.
JoshFerrisArt.com. Please buy his art. Check him out on Instagram, JoshFerrisArt. No.com on Instagram.
So far on my podcast notes, I have viscosity. Jose's voice is the balance beam of the podcast.
The soothing balance. The soothing balance.
Also, how dare you, Kevin?
We also started going down this this wormhole about good like disses. I don't know if you want to call penis wrinkle a diss, but he was like, let's bring back dipshit. I was like, actually, that's a really good one. I like dipshit.
That is a
dipshit.
Good one.
I like
good.
Dipshit.
That's
a classic.
Kind of that's one that you say, fucking, like, you can get like the umph. Like you want a good like insult where you could like get the umph in it. Like when you call somebody a dipshit, like you fucking... Dipshit
is like dumbass squared.
Dipshit is fighting words almost for me.
Yeah.
I mean,
you call someone a dumbass, they're like, man, that's fucked up. You call someone a dipshit, they're like, what the fuck, dude?
You call me a dipshit, I'm gonna be like, yeah, you probably. Or you call me a dumbass, I'm like, yeah, you're probably right. You call me a dipshit, I'm like, hey, take it easy, all right? Just let's fucking pump the brakes a little bit, all right?
Dipshit hits. It hits. It's a good one.
But it is a good one. It is.
Dipshit hits.
Dipshit hits. Writing down, dipshit hits.
Writing down, dipshit hits. Let me see. I think I had one other. Dipshit. Where was it at?
I love his intro, by the way. Great
it's
job.
It's fantastic.
Jason. Yeah, it's a great one. And we last pulled it from, like, I think his second.
It's the last time I compliment you, by the way.
Yeah, wait. It's great. It was mostly all him.
I know.
But do you remember the story behind that though? It was his. I think his brother came on to a camping trip. I think it was, or his friend, and he saw his penis, and they all laughed and pointed at his penis, and he was like, got really like.
That's a great story. That's a great story.
It's a great story. All right, so we got a what if. We haven't done this in a minute. I came across this, and I thought, hey, man, this seems weird. Let's play it on the podcast. And I'm just buying time here because I haven't played the What If intro in a long time, and I can't seem to find it.
Just keep talking. Keep still saying words out of your
still
mouth.
Still looking for it. Oh, there it is.
More
there.
Words.
You're entering another dimension, not one of sight or sound, but one with three idiots. You're entering What If.
Wow, Rob. Wow.
Those are my skinny days. I need to get that face back, man.
Mm. Josh, you're fully forgiven. Rob, wow.
Wow. all right, this What If is brought to you by Reddit from a subreddit called The Cleanser.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a guy. All right, sorry, not a subreddit. That's the Redditor in the What If subreddit. So anyway, What If. His What If
is...
Z? With an S. I just like saying
no, that's not
it's a different cleanser. Different cleanser, different cleanser.
Different cleanser.
Different
cleanser. Different cleanser. From
it's a different cleanser.
The cleansing.
What if condoms had temporary tattoos on them, and when you took the condoms off, you had a tiny dino imprint on your dick for a full week?
I love it. I gotta be honest. I fucking love it. I think whoever wrote that needs to fucking patent that right now, because to have like to, I mean, this is obviously not permanent, so it's a great idea.
Yeah.
Now we would need to stay hard for quite some time, like, because you gotta like for a temporary tattoo, you gotta like hold it in place with the wet.
Don't you only have to hold it for like 30 seconds?
I mean, yeah. I gotta stay hard for without any reciprocation.
You're the anti Josh. You don't have stamina.
No, I got stamina. I guess
for 15 seconds.
It's got to be in the right situation.
Kevin's tattoo is a little faded. It didn't quite get the full imprint in.
The condom is not. You're not putting the condom on for the tattoo. The tattoo is a result of you using the condom.
Yes.
So you're fucking, so you're going to stay.
Yeah, oh, Jose, Kevin valid. Doesn't give a fuck about the fucking. He just wants a tattoo now. He's just trying to.
I want a dick tat. I want a dick tat. I need a dick
tat.
Wait,
you were not taking into account the sex part
not
of this?
Not at all. I didn't even think about it. Who fucks with condoms? I don't even think about that. I don't, who even does that in 2024?
Probably non-married.
I think it would encourage more people. I think guys would. Do you know how many fucking frat boys would be like, bro, check out how many fucking dinosaurs I got on my dick for this weekend.
Check out my Alpha Gamma 5 fucking tat on the fucking.
That brings up a great point, Jose, because that's what my mind went to. I thought, fuck, if you fuck too much and you have too many dino tattoos and a girl takes her pants off, there's no way of it. Like, let's say it stays on your, I'm assuming it stays on your dick for a full week no matter what.
Full
like,
week? Was that
a
set of
week? They said a week. Yeah.
So I'm assuming it stays for a full week no matter what and you can't take it off. So imagine if a girl goes down on you and sees like 10 dino tattoos and it wasn't her that was fucking you. Like, you'd be like, no thanks, dude. Like,
you would just be like Kevin and be like, no, baby, I was just.
No, I just like the tattoo.
I want a dick tat.
I just like jacking off with my condom, man.
Also,
like,
I love how Jose was like, hey, everybody, look how many dino tattoos I got. Like, you're showing them your dick at that moment, by the way. I just want to.
Is that not. Do you not. Is it that surprising that a frat boy would just be like, look, check out.
Look at my dick.
Check out my dino dick. Who fucking cares, dude?
Yeah.
They're running around.
I mean, honestly,
anyway.
If you dropped, like, let's just say you had to have sex to get the tattoo, you couldn't jack off or just put the condom on.
Oh,
yeah, frat boys would just be dropping their dick out like crazy, just showing off how many dino tattoos.
100%.
100%. Kev's gonna have Kev would have like a 10-year-old like crusty dino tattoo condom in his wallet that he's just like so excited for the day that he gets to use it.
I know we don't usually use that condoms, but. Today's the day.
But this one gives you a dino tat.
100%, Kevin. I was just about to say, Kevin's going to come home with a dino tattoo condom and be like, Erica, can we fuck with this condom? Please? Please, 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 please,
please.
She'd be so confused. So confused.
Man.
Dino, so we're all team dino tattoo.
Also, 100%. Why did we use dinos?
I don't. That's what I'm saying. When I came across
I'm
it,
not
I was
mad
like,
at
very
it.
Oddly
So
specific.
What would be the best one? What would be the best besides the dinosaur?
I don't know, bro. I love tiny dino tattoo. Like, I like that.
Yeah. Tiny dino.
Power Ranger.
Why does tiny dinos... Isn't that fucking from Old Town?
Maybe.
What are the little... maybe it was my other restaurant I worked at. Mm. They called chicken nuggets little tiny dinos.
Oh, yeah. We have them at the house. But, so I just went through the comments. These are great because they the top three comments are exactly what all three of us said. All
right,
first one. Then people would buy condoms not for sex, but for the dino. There's Kevin.
Who didn't even think of sex.
Yeah. I think, Chase, you hinted at this. Easy way to boost condom sales and promote safe sex.
That was
Jose said that.
Yep. Jose said that. And the last one was, and then this is the one that I chimed on, was lots of cheaters would be in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're part of the people. Like, that's what people need to understand about our podcast. We are the people. Like,
Meanwhile, Kevin's like, Erica, I swear to God, I didn't cheat on you. I just wanted the dino tat.
Could you imagine Kevin just showing up to your doorstep with all his bags? Like,
she kicked me out because I got the fucking dino tat.
Man, look at it. Look at it.
Look at it.
Bro, I need a place to stay.
Hold on, I got
a T-Rex one.
And then he just whips out his dick, Jose. I got a dino tat, and it wasn't Erica.
You're like, oh, shit, is that a Superman emblem on your dick? Oh, dude, you get caught.
Yeah, but think about it, though. Every month, there's a different dino. You can have, like, a Velociraptor and then a Brontosaurus the next month. Like, it'd just be a full like...
You got to collect them all.
It needs to happen. You got to collect them all.
Got to catch them all. Dino tats.
Fucking man. Bro, those condoms would sell themselves.
They would, absolutely. Dino tat condoms. Let's do it.
You could get, like, different companies. Like, a Cup to Cup show, you could get your own dino tat, you know?
Oh, shit.
You get, like, you know, Nike's going to come out with their own, I'm sure. I've already
just
seen
do it.
I can just see, like, the news reports. It's like, STDs have dropped by 200% since the release of dino condom tats.
Boom. Good time, guys. Did not think this was going to go anywhere. Honestly, I thought I was going to say it. It would be like, that's stupid, Jason. Moving on.
It's fantastic.
Dino tats going on
it's
the board.
Got temporary tattoos, dinosaurs, and dicks. This conversation made for this podcast.
Well said.
Well said. Mm-hmm. All right, guys, we're going to jump into 7 minutes in heaven.
Because Kevin's
got to we're going to talk about right off the bat. The Yankees managers is fucking kicked out of the game today, bro.
There you go.
Fucking
well deserved. Well deserved.
A douchebag, bro. Just a
what an asshole.
Asshole.
What an asshole.
Casserole.
Casserole. All right, guys.
A few moments later.
We're back. We're talking about Goosebumps.
Goosebumps.
And what
great
gives Chase
show,
Goosebumps
Nickelodeon.
Is, Jell-O gives him Goosebumps.
Great Goosebumps.
Good stuff.
What is up, my people? It is time once again for another edition of This Is Where We Fucked Up, the weekly fact-checking segment on the podcast where I call out the mistakes of the previous week, hosted by the now official smoothing balance of the Cup to Cup podcast.
Josh Ferris, Kevin.
JoshFerrisArt.com. JoshFerrisArt.com. This week, we dive into episode 248. Last week, we only got a half dose of what we usually get out of Jason in an episode. My friend, I'm glad that you're here the whole time with us. You just disappeared on us. Your absence was felt by all of us, including my segment. But last week, also, we got a whole lot of opinions from a certain podcast host about the most consistent segment on the podcast, hashtag confirmed. Kevin had a lot to say about the podcast last week, too, about the segment. But did Jason's fuck-up streak as the most consistent fucker-upper end? How will I respond to Kevin's defaminizing comments? Will I do it by using more big words that he's too dumb to understand? Well, what do you say we stop wasting any more time and just stay with me, guys? Dive right in.
Guys, slow.
Whatever. This is where we fucked up in episode 248. God damn it. All right. I wanna start this week by addressing you, Kevin. You made some comments last week referencing how I'm supposedly being lazy in the production of my segment because there's just no shot that there was only two fuck-ups. There had to be more. He just didn't do anything until the last second. Mm-hmm. Remember all this? You remember all this,
right? Stand by.
That's exactly. Well, sir, let me remind you that while you have filled in on this segment while I was out at the end of last year, you didn't have to do any of the research. The staff of researchers and analysts here, analysts of fuckuppery.
It's more here, than one. It's a staff.
It is. The staff. I did not stutter. The staff of researchers and analysts of fuckuppery here is at This Is Where We Fucked Up. Tirelessly work to break down each episode for the most quality fuck-ups. I also, every episode at the end of the segment, I invite the faithful audience to slip into my DMs at HipHipHose14.
He does. Instagram. Instagram. You don't do. Yeah.
I do. And when we look at that last week, it was just one of those episodes that there just wasn't much. No one slipped in. No, we did all the research and we gave you what we found. Finding, that's not true either. Finding fuck-ups isn't just about the call-outs, man. It's not just about filling in time with ridiculous rants because I really don't have anything else for the rest of my segment. It's about so much more than that. It's about quality fuck-ups that foster a culture of accountability here at Cup to Cup.
Are you currently filling in rants?
Yes, yeah, I feel like you might be.
It's about the pageantry and the excitement of a well-produced segment that we can all be proud to stamp our names on. So as I have said before, if you think you can do better, by all means, go for it. Produce the whole thing from scratch and prove it. Until then, sir.
Shut up, bitch. I had nothing else to do last week with the podcast. Bitch. So, yeah. So.
Thanks, Chris. Bitch. One more time, Chris.
Can shut you up, bitch.
Okay, thank you.
Shut up,
bitch. Hey, Kevin, in case you missed it, Chris has something to tell you.
Shut up, bitch.
Thank you. There we go. All right. Moving right along to our regularly scheduled fuck-ups, we kick it off this week with Kevin. Last week, well,
wasn't that a kick-off with Kevin? What the fuck was that?
It was me going on a rant because they only have two fuck-ups. Last week... while introducing Jason, who was joining us on location from New Mexico, you started by saying home of the New Mexico, and then there was nothing there. Jay, you mentioned mentioned the Aggies. You said, I believe the Aggies are a team here. You are correct. The New Mexico State Aggies are a New Mexico team. But there are a few other solid options that we missed, like the University of New Mexico Lobos, which is Spanish for wolves. That's a pretty cool team name that you could have gone with. Mm. Or my personal favorite, the Albuquerque Isotopes, the AAA affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. So home of the Isotopes is what you got to put in your word bank for next time. So put some respect and green chili on their names.
Fun. Somebody laugh at that. Come on.
I did laugh at that.
He giggled.
Thank you.
Also, sorry, Jordan Love, you were the MVP of the 2018 New Mexico Bowl, so I do apologize to you.
There you go. It's not his home, though, but I guess that works. But hey, speaking of green chilies, let's talk a little bit about this fascination with green chilies in Nuevo Mexico. New Mexico chilies, also called hatch chilies, are not used to make salsa verde. Personally, my favorite type of salsa. I love a good salsa verde. Yeah, it's good stuff. Salsa verde is for. And did you say you too, Jay?
Yeah.
It's because of the type of tomato that it's made with. So it's not. It's made with tomatillo tomatoes. It tastes different than the regular tomatoes that you and I have.
Makes sense. Like makes sense for Jay.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this New Mexico chilies,
or is this a part of the fucking segment?
Jason, it can be both. Can you,
bitch.
Thank you. Now back to my segment. New Mexico chilies are just a major industrial crop that's grown specifically in the Hatch Valley, which is a floodplain of the Rio Grande, or the Grande, where Ariana Grande.
One more variation of that.
No, stop.
White, do the white version. Grande.
Ariana Grande.
The Rio Ariana Grande. Yeah. Where the unique soil and climate characteristics lend well to cultivating this very specific pepper. So it's either green if it's harvested before it's ripe, or red post-ripeness, and is perceived. It's very pervasive in New Mexican culture, which is why
Wait,
it is the
now?
Official pervasive. Write that one down.
So it's
Yes, pervasive. Sound it out.
Yes, it is, sound it out.
It is the official state question of New Mexico, red or green? Yes. Side note, a little history fact with Jose. New Mexico is the only state in the country that has an official state question.
I was just about to fucking ask that. So I learned three things today.
Feel like we need 49 more questions.
You could hear that if your mic was near your mouth, Jason.
Wait. Like this?
Shut up, bitch.
Yeah.
There you go. Jay, I'm going to need you to just keep your finger on it. And I'm gonna definitely, I'm gonna definitely cut
that in your life.
I just dreamed it so many times. It's a dream come true. Just keep your finger on it.
Just keep your finger on it, babe. Podcast, folks.
It's his dream come true. His friend also fucking Jason is beat red right now and embarrassed.
Same fucking color, bro.
Same as that shirt.
Maybe it's the beautiful shirt you're wearing.
If you stared at him as intently as I do, you would know that he's always that color. But moving on to Jason, last week's Florida man involved somebody getting shoved into a walk-in cooler, which then led to the guys talking about how awful it would be to die trapped in a walk-in cooler. And this got me thinking, could you really die if you were trapped in a walk-in cooler? Well, first thing to know is that
why are you saying cooler like that?
It is a unique way of saying cooler. Say it.
Walk-in cooler.
That's not how you were saying it.
Cooler. All right, well, let me get back into the swing of things, and if I say it again, I'll try to catch it.
All right,
here we go. The first thing to note about the difference between a walk-in cooler and a walk-in freezer is that there's a difference between the two. There's a walk-in cooler and a walk-in freezer. A walk-in cooler's average temperature, which is what Jay shared on the podcast, Kevin. Which then means that, never mind. So, there's Jay, congratulations. This isn't your fuck-up. This is now Kevin's fuck-up. thank you for taking that, Kev. This is officially going to be Jason's fuck-upery streak will end because I thought this one was his, but it is officially an all Kevin fuck-up episode. Now, you mentioned that the streak is between 35, the temperature of a walk-in cooler is between 35 and 38 degrees. A walk-in freezer, however, maintains an average between 0 to minus 10 degrees.
Fuck!
All right. So if you're trapped in a walk-in freezer for too long, the temperature can definitely kill you through hypothermia that would lead to cardiac arrest. Mm-hmm. But if you're trapped in a walk-in cooler, the cold would actually not be able to kill you. It's not cold enough to kill you. Rather, what would kill you is the finite supply of oxygen and the increasing concentration of carbon dioxide that you would be breathing out in an airtight container. That would likely suffocate you in a day or so. Depending on the size of the cooler. So I'm not sure which one's worse, dying of hyperthermia in a freezer or suffocating to death in a walk-in cooler. To be honest, it doesn't really matter.
They both sound terrible.
They both sound awful. But the good thing here is that the manufacturing regulations of all walk-in coolers... You did it. All walk-in coolers and freezers stand so that they are easily openable from the inside, so these type of things don't happen. So
boring.
We good.
Where was
there.
The fuck up exactly?
The fuck
you
up
we
was.
Would die in one.
You said that you would die in a walk-in cooler.
Is it that you won't die in a walk-in cooler, or that you'll die from suffocation first?
It's that the temperature will not be what kills you in a walk-in cooler. It's the suffocation that will kill you. In a walk-in freezer, the temperature will likely kill you first.
But what I'm asking is, like, say you were somehow able to pump in air, would the cold kill you?
Eventually?
Yeah.
That's a good question that I don't know the answer to. I mean, 30 degrees is cold, but I mean, it's manageable. I guess it would depend on like
for
what
me
wearing.
As a Florida man, I'd die. Instantly.
I mean, just wearing a t-shirt and a pants, I feel like eventually it would get. I mean, I could be wrong. Just in theory, it seems like it could eventually kill you.
I mean, being somebody that lives in Colorado, I feel like if it's does it get like really cold over there? Or is it just like the snow?
It's been into like negative 12 before. Yeah.
So you know what like cold like I've seen video of you running out To your car and when it's been snowing.
Shorts.
I think it was
I do that on. Often, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you'd probably be fine in that walk-in cooler.
But there's a difference in there's a difference in running into your car and like being outside for a total of like 3 minutes and being in 32 degree cold for, 48 hours.
Right. Fair. Right. Not yeah, sure no, it's fair. It could kill you eventually, but hey, leave it to Chase.
I was just curious.
No,
curious.
It was a good question. It was a good question.
He's just appreciate curious. It.
I'm just a little bi curious.
Well, congrats. Welcome to the family, Chase. Welcome to just a breaking news.
Honestly, I expected if any of us, out of all of us, the last one standing. Going into
the last one standing.
Chase would be the last one.
So who would be the next one?
What does that even mean?
So if we all go down, who's the less likely to be bi-curious? Just who's the less likely to be bi-curious? The first one right away to be likely is Kevin. I think it would be Kevin.
Everybody's a little gay,
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I'll
Kevin easily. I think Kevin right now, if he can get a threesome, he'd probably prefer two males and a female.
I didn't say no. There ain't no prefer, but I mean, look, a hole's a hole at some point. Right?
That's what I'm saying.
That's right. Any hole's a goal, right?
Close your eyes. Let's see what happens.
I will not close my eyes. I want to see them cross-eyed.
Okay. Well, and we digress. But finally, that brings us to Jason getting his finger on the trigger because it's time for last week's.
He told me to keep that. It looks like.
I'm talking about your ass. I'm talking about your ass.
You gonna get put your hand in there?
I kind of want to fly a drone in there.
That is it for this week, folks. That's awesome. If I miss anything, you know what to do. Just slip into my DMs at HipHipJose14 on Instagram. And thank you, Mayor Adamson, for the supplemental producing. Until next week. God damn it. Hold on. Until next week. Peace!
Jason, remember all the compliments you had it with him about how he syncs it up perfectly?
Jason, that's
gone.
Andy fucked with my outro and added extra.
I think he did.
He told me he did. He told me he did really? Because, he's like, you sounded like you've been rushed the last couple times. So I added a couple extra, beats to it. And I was like, okay.
That was like good 15 extra beats.
Like doubled it. Let's bring it back. Awesome. I still appreciate you, Andy. Thank you for
I thought he did it like he didn't tell you. I was like, that's even better. I think
That would have really thrown me out. I was trying to be really slow at the end and just kind of doing like a lax outro. And I was like, God damn it. Still like a whole fucking 8 counts left of this shit. That's fine. That we'll get it fixed.
We'll get it fixed. Andy, you heard that? He's going to give you a call.
Andy, please, buddy. I just really appreciate it. If you want to go ahead. And
would you rather?
That's cute because Chris gave me this one to use, and this is that dark one I was alluding to earlier in this episode.
So we're doing this one.
I'm kind of wanting to skip it because I feel like I love the energy we have, the vibe. It feels good. It's positive, and it's not dark. It's maybe a little sexual. This is Chris's show, and I feel bad just nixing all of his shit. So here we go. Would you rather live with pink eye or bed bugs?
Would you have pink eye or bed bugs?
For the rest of your life?
Rest of your life. It's fucked up. This is a stupid fucking question. I hate it.
The only reason you hate it is because it's an impossible answer.
Yeah.
it's fucked up because something terrible has happened. It's because you don't know how to answer it.
I'd have to do some research on this. Which one's more like...
Yeah, I've never had either.
Obviously,
obviously
pink eye is very fucking noticeable. But bed bugs,
would you ever get a good night's sleep? That's what I'm... Because originally I was like, you go with the bed bugs. But then I'm like, do you though?
I didn't even think about it.
Because you will never... I'm not a bed bugs expert, but in my mind, if you're living with bed bugs, I feel like you're not ever going to get a good night's sleep ever.
And the last time I got pink eye, I don't remember not being able to see.
How many times have you had pink eye?
the last time I had pink eye. That
he
was
doesn't
it.
Want to talk about yeah. it? Okay, he doesn't have to either.
The last time I had pink eye, shockingly, was not from kids, because apparently kids, that's one of the main things you normally get.
Or
I hung on it, knock on wood. Yeah, I'm sure I'll get it with
glitter.
The little one.
From Enes.
I got it from FSU. I went to an FSU football, and the next day I went to work.
Happens all
and there was a check this out. There was a giant pink eye spread that was going around for an FSU game, and if you went to the FSU game, they asked you to get tested or something like that. And anyway, I went to work, and some guy's like, "Your eye's really pink, bro," and
like,
I didn't
did
realize
you
see that.
Chastity? Yeah.
No, I just went to a football game, and apparently a shitload of other people at FSU got it too during that same weekend.
Isn't this where the infamous mirror picture that we give you shit from came 100%. From because you were taking a picture of yourself?
I took a picture of it and I posted on it that I had pink eye, and then it turned into the infamous like duck lips kind of. And no, there's no duck lips on that one.
It's just the mirror bathroom.
Said it. It's just a mirror.
I think that it's probably the picture you hate the most out of any picture. Do you agree?
No. I think the one where I wear a fedora, because everyone at my gym used to post that picture when I got on there. Like, "Hey, Jay, you're going to ever," like, asking about the fedora hat. There's a fedora hat in Oregon that I'm wearing.
Oh, I, look, I know which one.
Say fedora hat one more time.
Fedora hat. I want to beat the shit out of myself for wearing it. I didn't even buy it. I just wore it at a fucking
sure.
Market. I'm going to be honest, just as a good friend, you know, top three maybe, friend.
Not according to his wedding.
Well, I mean, yeah. I would have punched you in the balls if I would have saw you with that hat.
I know that. Yeah. I deserve that.
If you walked out with a hat, I'd be like, "That's what we're wearing?"
You fucking idiot.
And I would expect the same from you if I did that. I just want to throw that out there.
We should all get kicked in the dick if we were.
We were not together at the moment. Not like physically.
Whoa. Bah, 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 bah. Here we go. Everybody's coming out now. I just want to mention that we've talked about this on This Is Where We Fucked Up. It's not a fedora. It is a newsboy hat that you're wearing.
Okay. I'm not going to ever call it that.
Yeah, literally never. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That sounds even worse.
You can call it newsboy if it makes you more horny, but I'm not calling it
that. It does sound sexual, honestly. It does
sound sexual. Why does that sound sexual?
You got your newsboy hat on? Yeah, put that shit on.
Well, if you say so.
Well, fucking, how are you supposed to say newsboy without sounding like
it's a newsboy.
Hey, you got your newsboy hat on. Okay.
Slap that ink onto my ass.
Oh, okay. What's that? Well, now
I just want to thank everybody for staying quiet just enough before and after that, because it'll make it so much easier for me.
It did. That was very quiet. What? You guys went quiet.
That ink on my ass. Okay.
Somehow getting back to the original question, which is just really taking this turn.
Right,
it's got to be the pink guy. It's got to be the pink guy.
I think you're right.
Due to sleep.
See,
yeah.
Yeah. The sleep. Uh-oh. Even if you didn't feel bed bugs, you know that they're there.
Yes.
Like,
I would never be able to sleep. I'd never be able to sleep.
So sketchy. No.
Nope. I'm not going nowhere with pink eye. Give me the bed bugs. I mean, look.
Well, you don't sleep, so.
Yeah. To the point, when I go to bed, like, it don't matter what it is, it ain't going to wake me up, so.
That's fair. I mean, that makes sense for you. It really does.
But I don't know, because I feel like I don't know what it's like to get bit by a bed bug, but I'm sure that it's itchy.
It ain't that bad. You ain't got to worry about it. Don't worry about it. Little mite.
I wasn't living in New York, but there was this big bed bug problem at one point in the city, and it was fucking nightmare. Like, people would cross, like, if somebody threw their mattress away, they would, like, cross the street to, like, avoid the mattress because everyone was getting bed bugs.
They can't jump that far.
Okay. It's not Frogger, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so you're going to be okay. But it's good to take precautions. I like to wear dinosaur tattoo condoms, you know, so
callback.
You could do that.
I think both of them are really fucking shitty, but when I think about it, the eye, as fucking awful as pink eye is, it's like, you know that it's just your eye. It's just your eye that's going to be crusty and gross and disgusting, and it's just going to be contained right there. Bed bugs, like, these motherfuckers are going to bite you all over the place. You get a bed bug bite in between your ass. You don't know where they're going to fucking crawl on you. You don't know. It can affect your whole body.
Any hole's a goal, right?
It is for the bed bugs too. So I'm going to go with the pink eye.
Yeah. Same here.
I think I'll roll with that.
Yep. I think that's overall consensus. Yep. Fuck you.
No, there is no right answer.
No, I said no pink. I don't want my pink eye. No.
Yeah, I know. It's.
I can go out in public. You guys look like fucking lepers out there.
Can you go out in public with bites all over you?
What am I gonna fucking? Who's the button dressing me down like?
What happened?
They can't get your face.
My face ain't getting. Nah, he ain't getting bed bugs on my face.
Hello? Why? You don't get to decide that.
I do.
No, you do not.
You put some. Just rub some kerosene on your face, and then they're coming.
What's that?
Huh?
Yo, these things are fucking disgusting. I just Googled it. I don't
know. Oh, no.
I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it.
You're not sleeping tonight. Congratulations.
Fuck that, dude. You
Jason's already itching. Stop itching, Jason.
Bro, that's fuck. Why would you look that up? Like, I don't even want to.
Jason's itching his neck right now, which is making me itch now, bro. Stop fucking doing it.
We all got.
Everyone gets bed bugs from this episode.
This is a good segue right into.
Also, folks, use a mattress protector, okay? And it can eliminate bed bugs. I just want to throw that out there. You can buy one at City Furniture.
Hit the intro, Jason.
No, I'm letting him do his thing. We're going to find him. City Furniture?
Kevin Hefner.
Kevin Hefner. Call him up.
The man.
Trivia. In my defense, I didn't know you were still.
Did you ever try to fucking cut me off, by the way, Chase?
I didn't know.
No, I'm talking to Chase. I know you helped me out. Chase is like, oh, hit the intro. Get this motherfucker off the fuck.
I did not say that.
Sick of
asshole. Chase did not say that.
Absolutely. I don't give a shit who it was.
Unbelievable, Chase.
Both of you guys down there on
that's
the bottom.
Clearly Chase's fault. My bad.
Unbelievable.
Fucking sick of it.
Monster.
All right, boys. You guys ready for this one? Since Chris isn't here and he's leading, and everyone said I was got a little ally kind of situation going with him, we got three trivia questions tonight, all from our boys at WebMD, and all about sex. So, Kevin,
yes, sir.
You're welcome.
Yes, sir, Ski.
Right now, I just want to go over the big board challenge and the big board. Currently, right now, we got Chase right here at 5, if I'm not mistaken. Kevin at 2.
I got to get something.
Chris,
you could tie me right now.
Chris got 6. The guy's killing in each category, except for Florida Man. Name that show, trivia, and what's that sound?
Well, that's
2 points for each.
That's y'all's, pact that you have going.
That's a pact. Well, this pact's about to change because he's not here to get trivia.
So you made him impossible. Go on.
Yep. No. So first one. How many times a year does an average American couple have sex?
Say again. I take my headphones.
I have options. I have options as well.
Say again.
The average American
how many
straight
times
couple?
How many times a year does the average American couple have sex?
That's actually a good question.
It's a good call. I don't know. It did not specify like gay or not.
You got to kind of aim in between.
I would assume.
Are you an average American couple? Sorry about it.
So I would assume white man, white woman. So sorry about it. 66, 53, 31, 77, or 62 times a year.
Jesus. Five options now. Okay. Say these again.
Okay.
A year?
66, 53, 31, 77, 62.
66.
Okay.
There's 365 days in a year.
There you go. Good job, Bubba.
That's close to once. I feel like 66 is close to once a week, so I'm going to go with 66.
How many months are in a year?
What are we doing?
How many weeks?
52.
52.
How many weeks, though?
52.
What 52 other weeks? Fucking number would that reference?
I thought you were doing months in a year. I thought.
What the?
I didn't pay attention to your voice. I was trying to see if Alexa went off. What were you
why
saying?
Why would you think there's 52 months in a year? Just first give me off. The
I'm like,
months.
Why didn't you confess that? Why didn't you fight that if that's what you thought that they were saying? Why didn't you tell them, no, you idiot, there's 12 months in the year?
So you're saying the average, what was the options again? Give it to me one more time.
Exactly. 66. 53, 31.
53 is sitting right there for that once a week.
62.
I'm going 66. Oh. A little over once a week.
I'm going to go 62.
Okay.
Wasn't it like a 30-something?
No. I think 50-something.
Yes, 31. Sorry, my mouse died.
Oh, fuck, really?
I hope you're wrong, bro.
31. Wait, that's what I'm
rolling
with.
Don't be 31.
We're talking about straight people.
Hold on. Kevin's trying to change his answer.
Yes, I am. Yeah. What? There was a 31?
31.
And there's a 51.
53.
Yeah, I'm going 53.
66. Come on, couples.
31.
No fucking shot, bro.
You
think about yourself.
Put it on the board. Yeah.
Think about yourself. I like how we lost that one. Ow.
Yeah.
There we go.
Chris.
You said
that's
Chris,
Chris.
You dumb shit.
Uh oh.
Wow. The Alliance.
Yes!
The Alliance. Couples.
Sorry. Trivia.
The Alliance.
Chase gets it, not Chris.
Hey,
all right,
babe.
That's first one,
yeah,
guys.
So the average, I mean, like, we're doing it at the minimum. I mean, at least.
Do you want to be below average?
Twice a week.
You don't want to be
below average. I'm just saying. We've got to be above
no one
that,
wants
right?
to be below average.
I'm trying to be above that. We can do 3, 4.
Are you talking to Erica right now?
Yeah. No,
so that's more than once a week. That's all not right. bad. That's not bad. That's what, that means you, what? Is it like the anniversary week?
Okay,
maybe you get an extra
bro,
one
look.
The birthday.
Messed up, man. Messed up. All right.
Curious.
Next question. Only 4 options.
Curious.
How long is it before the average man ejaculates during sexual intercourse? Ooh.
How long?
I have some initial thoughts.
Before the average man ejaculates during sexual intercourse.
Who are they asking this? The woman or the man?
It says average man.
What
average
state?
Man,
what state is this coming from?
We got them all the way down to the decimal here. 24.1 minutes, 18.7 minutes. 5.4 minutes, 9.1 minutes.
9.1.
I like Chase going at it fucking hard. No,
I just need to know where the beginning and the end point is. I mean, obviously, I know where
the... When the vagina, bro. What are we doing?
When you start the stroking, man. I'm going to go 5.4. Once the ground and pound starts...
I feel like the answer's very different if they ask the girl and they ask the guy.
I'm going to go 9. I'm going 9.
9? 9?
Copycat.
Yeah,
I'm surprised nobody made a joke about how I would be probably the person that would know more than anyone here.
Why would you know? You're not fucking.
I guess everyone's.
You don't come quicker or slower than either one of us? I don't understand what's happening here.
Well, yes, he actually would come slower or faster. We don't know yet.
Why?
No, I'm just saying we know. Like he that. I don't mean why. I don't know why he is. I'm just saying he could.
So I don't understand.
You don't know. You don't know what. You know how quick I come. You know how quick I
yeah.
come.
I don't. I literally don't know how quick any of you come.
I fucking yeah, none of took us, a mouthful one know. Time. Trust me, I know.
Jose, what are you picking?
He said
5.4.
Oh, he said 5.4.
Mm-hmm.
You can put it Jose. On the ball.
Yeah, obviously, yeah. Fucking.
The guy that has sex with guys would know, right?
Jose. Oh, yes. Jose got it. Jose is now leading or ahead of Kevin, even though he's not part of the board.
Oh, is
he is
funny?
A part. Wait. Did we confirm that? Jose got to choose. Did he ever choose?
He never
chose. Now that he's leading, of course he's going to jump in there.
Not yet. He's going
to
get a big
one. You got to choose. No, he needs to decide right now. You don't
right
get
now.
To keep going.
Currently,
yes or no?
Right now.
I think in order to be on the board, you have to be.
It's a no.
All
right, go on.
You have to be on at least 50% of the episodes.
And
you can't
are.
Just like show up.
You have been.
I mean,
this year
so far,
I think
so far.
You don't get
here.
To decide at the end of the
so,
year, though,
yeah.
man.
We'll know by July. We'll know.
No,
by
we
July.
Will not. No. Right now or nothing. I'm
He's
not.
Off.
I'm not doing this.
He's a no.
We'll
He's not
July.
Doing it.
You're
Move on.
On.
Even
off,
though he pushes for
do.
Kevin to have to do a punishment.
No,
we despite
need to
him
make
losing.
This perfectly fucking clear right now because
please,
it's too many bullshit. So, yes or no,
Jose?
You're on or off?
We'll know in July.
No.
No,
it's a no. It's a no.
It's a
no.
Off or no.
That's a no. Move on. Let's
Are you go. Off then? You're off.
I'm off. I'm off.
So you automatically lose just like you do in the fucking other.
Fuck it. I'm in. I'm in. Let's go. Fuck you.
No, you're off.
Just
you're
so
off.
That I can be above Kevin. I just want to stay above Kevin.
You're
so
off.
Are you in?
I just want to top Kevin. Just, yes.
Yeah, are you in?
You
want to
you
off?
Top Kev?
Jose, you got to remember, you're going to be part of the Christmas episode. So there's all your points, too.
I mean, there's 75
is
chances.
That, what is your final know, answer right now, folks? Listen in. This is it right here. This is Cup to Cup breaking news episode number 249. Jose's about to announce whether he is on the big board or not on the big board. Here we go.
I just want to top Kevin.
So I'm in. Of course, I can't top Kevin if I'm not in. Jesus.
He's in.
God, how hard is
that? That means Kevin, you are in for punishment.
Kevin, you're going to bottom.
Bottom up.
In for punishment.
Power bottom.
All right,
power
last bottom. Trivia question brought to you by WebMD. What percentage of women say they always have an orgasm during sex with their partner? I love how it says they say. Like, lying. Why can't they say? What percentage of women have an orgasm? Lie. They say. Like, what the fuck? Like,
what percentage of women lie?
Basically. So what percentage of women say they always have an orgasm during sex with their partner?
Percent, okay.
Is it percentage? Is it 14%, 48%, 74%, or 29%?
I'm between 14 and 29 because no shot it's above that.
What, well, say the percentage.
Don't ever mind about
time.
Your sex life.
No.
I'm going to roll with 29.
Say it again.
I was thinking 29 too.
14, 48, 29, yeah. 74, or 29. Both Jose and
every time.
29.
Every time.
What percentage of women say they always have
always
orgasm during
that's
sex?
See, that's the key word there.
The other word that I'm also hearing is partner. So I don't know. Maybe
I'm going 14%. I gotta fucking 14. Take a limb here. I gotta try.
You gotta take a limb?
Take
limb. Limb. I gotta go on a limb. Sorry.
Bite that limb, bro. I'm glad you bit it.
Take that limb.
You can put it on the ball.
Oh, yeah.
Because Jose.
It fucked you.
Yeah, exactly. I figured. This is the way. This hey, it's like basketball breaking all over again. Here we go.
Stop! Don't why? No, do not put it on Chris again. What are you doing?
This is what drunk Jason does. Like yeah, Chris deserves.
He went straight. He went straight to Chris.
Two mason jars of fucking. You know what, man? I'm feeling good.
No, tell us what we know. What is that red wine again? You got that caps
yeah,
off?
Double red wine.
Is you got that caps off?
Off? Bro, caps off all day.
Bro,
all day.
Hey, what year?
Jose
what year?
On this bracket now. Fucking, I love you, Mike, bro. You're awesome.
Hey, what year's that caps off?
Oh, dude, you know it. 2023?
Oh, that was a bad year for caps off. I don't know what
yeah,
we're doing
that
here.
Was a good caps off year.
Forest fires and whatnot.
Yeah.
Forest fires.
What does that got
That actually has a lot to do with
I fucking can't stand you wine fuckers.
So right now we got Chase at 7.
Woo! Fuck
Kevin
you, Chris.
At 2. Chris at 6 and Jose at 4. God.
What's
damn.
The what's the punishment for this? Just let's fucking add it on the list.
It has been the dick the last
it's
2
been
years.
The dick.
All right, I'm fine with it. We'll just keep this. That's fine.
I'm
get
fine with
get
that.
A bigger one next
I'm
year.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Can I upgrade? Is that a possibility?
Yes.
You're
yes.
Absolutely.
I'm fine with
Thank
that.
You.
I'm fine.
I
got to
get
that.
It less.
You
at
can
least
upgrade the dick.
I want the ball to dick ratio to be accurate though.
No, we need the fucking hole in the head to ratio. Yeah.
That's true.
A wider
true.
Urethra.
You get a drill bit and make it bigger.
Jason.
What is that not possible?
I love you.
You drill, they milk drill. They
I just said that I love you. That's all I'm saying. Then.
Okay. I'm charging my mouse because it's dead. Can you hit dad tip? Because I can't. I don't
do you want right to now. Do Jose? She's always right.
Oh, we'll do it real
oh,
quick.
Oh, yeah. Drop we'll it in. Quick. Drop it in from 2 weeks ago.
Let's go. What is, give it to me again, Chase.
I'm assuming you don't have the intro. That's fine.
Why
the question.
Let's go.
We have it. No, we got to hear Michael's voice. Come on. Yeah.
Oh. His sweet, That's sweet fair. Voice.
I'm trying to find the fucking thing.
It's a video.
I didn't know that I was supposed to be doing this, but
I just showed you my mouse died.
Yeah, you just
quality podcast.
Literally 7 seconds ago. Also, fuck yourself. You don't do shit for this podcast.
While he's looking for that, this is the segment where I ask your significant others a question. You have to try and guess what they answer.
You're wrong.
I'm right. Just stop while you're ahead.
She's always right.
Yeah, apparently not.
Well done, by the way. That was really good timing.
Yeah. Jose, I gotta say, I love the detail that Michael goes in all of his
course.
Answers. It's
of
fantastic. So I asked Michael, if your significant other could have any superpower for one day, what would it be and what would he do with that power? Did Michael say read minds?
Oh, God.
Time travel? X-ray vision or teleportation, Kevin? Read minds. Time travel.
Read minds.
Okay.
Jason.
Time travel.
Okay. Are they right, Jose? Do you need him again?
No. So the only two that I think are a possibility are time travel and teleportation. I think I would say time travel. I think that's where I would go right now. Although, God, teleportation would be great because I fucking hate traffic.
So, Jason, you said time travel too, right?
Yeah.
You can put it on the board, Kevin.
Oh, why?
Because the answer was reading minds. He said if Jose could have any superpower for one day, it would be the ability to read minds. So for one day, he could relax and not worry about what I'm thinking or what I want because he would already know.
There's a board. You can put my name on it. That's slash.
No, no, no. This is not a big board sanctioned segment.
Kevin, if I win next year, this is a big board sanctioned segment. Thanks to Mike's suggestion, Jason would have to play next year.
Yeah. And then Chase can sanction all the segments he wants to.
And then Chase, you're going to do a lot of, you got a lot of work ahead of you.
That's fine. I do. She's always right. I have plenty of correct me if I'm wrong. Spot the fake. He's good to go, bro.
Call your bluff. Let's go. All right. I would never want to read anybody's mind, by the way. That's fucking terrifying.
Not even Michael's. He said you would actually know what he wanted, and you wouldn't have to worry about it all day.
Well, I'm sorry that I don't know anything about what you fucking want, babe. I can't read fucking minds.
Well, if you could, you would have one day.
It would be really fucking scary in there. You'd be like, get me the fuck out. Turn it off.
But yes, Michael goes into great detail in all his answers, and I love it.
And our wives are just like, I don't understand the question, so I'm just going to give a fucked up answer.
No, your wives sometimes also go into great detail. Other times they're just like,
chase. Yeah, you chase it.
Sometimes they're like, bird.
Chase it.
Bird. I'm like, that's not okay, the... Great. Can I get more detail? Because they fly.
Kevin, I still don't have a mouse right now. Still dead. I
need Shut up, to go bitch. To Shut up, bitch.
I know it's a lot and all the time. I know, bro. Shut I know. Up. Just take your time.
Shut up, bitch.
I apologize.
Shut up, bitch.
Oh, Shut no. Up, bitch. He lost Shut control.
Up, he lost it. We got the
remix. I thought it was working. Is it working?
Is it? Am I doing it right?
Am I doing it right? Did I hit that tip?
Shut up, bitch.
He got so much bass behind his voice too. I love it.
Shut up, bitch.
Shut up, bitch.
Shut up.
It almost sounds like he's like slow motion.
I kind of want to slow it down.
Shut up, bitch.
You know what, young lady? Do you want to go to timeout? Great All right. Segue. 1, 2, 3. It's time for dad tips.
My dad tip is more like a, what the fuck was
what
that?
What was that?
I farted through my mouth.
You want, go ahead, bro. You got something you want to say? You fucking
no, I just figured dad's tip throwing a fart sound. Fuck it, you know?
All right, dude. Real fucking professional.
I'm sorry. I don't want to have fun.
No,
why,
I'm just kidding.
Why have fun on a podcast, dude?
Look, dad tip, just like, you know, I don't have too much on this one. I didn't really have one. But I thought it would be good for like a dad tip to kind of give a good parenting tip as well, to be like an extra supportive of your wife, but also like when you know when you gotta be able to read your wife as well. So like if you know she's kind of tipping the edge and kind of going off on these kids a little bit, kind of pull it back on the kids a little bit, you know, just like, look, mommy's not upset with you, but you know this is what's wrong. You know what I mean? Like, if she, like, goes completely off on her just because she's fucking over the edge, which, respectfully so, you know, I don't know about you guys, but my wife spends way too much time with my kids. So, for her to go off on them is fucking normal, you know, because she spends 24 hours with them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, sometimes you get, look, if I spend 24 hours with Jason, I'd fucking go off on his ass 3 times a day.
Two hours. If I work with two hours with Jason.
Yeah.
By work with them, I mean that they're students at the school that she works in. Not like not breaking like child labor laws and your kids are actually working.
I don't think any of us took that.
Thank you for clearing that up.
I just
want
to keep them safe, you know? I don't want
I did not think that was a question.
Just let it be now known that my children are safe. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, I just want people to know that the kids are safe. That's
the
it.
Kids are
working in the backyard. Yeah. 10 hours a day.
Not yet, but they will be.
Can't wait for that. I can't wait.
But yeah. If ever, you know, you notice as a husband that your, you know, wife is kind of on the edge, what I like to do is be like, hey, you know, do you want to, like, look, I can finish up here. You know, why don't you just go, you know, watch Hallmark in your bedroom or something, you know? In a
that
very
sounds sexist at all.
It's not maybe aggressive.
Least
it's not,
condescending. Least condescending.
No, but you know how to do it. We all know how to do it. Yeah. All right, so
unload the dishwasher, please.
Oh, I would never say
that's
that.
That's how I took it when you was like, oh, go watch your Hallmark shows.
No, I'd be like
why don't you go watch one of your stories and just let me take care of things over here.
You got to know how to read each other's limits, all right? And I'm sure that she's read your limits sometimes when you fucking go off on the kids. So
sure.
You got to be able to do the same thing as well. So don't feel bad for it. And, you know. Sometimes they're almost looking for that excuse to be dismissed, you know? Not dismissed, yeah. But you understand what I'm saying, though?
Yeah,
I hear you.
Yeah, yes. I don't know how to say it. Let's just say pervasive.
Take a break.
Or viscosity. Or caligula. Caligula.
What's that sign? Kevin's getting drunk?
Say Jason's first one.
Viscosity.
Viscosity.
Well, they're getting viscosity.
You know what's funny, Kevin?
Hey, honey.
This shows you how much of an asshole I am compared to you. So I do know when Emily kind of starts losing it. But the thing is Emily, you guys
you
know
poker.
Emily. She's the sweetest person in the fucking world. So she's never... She's the one that Connor goes to when dad's mad, you know, like she's the safe zone. So when she snaps, it's very rare. I've seen it less than a handful of times, right? But when it does, I sit back. I'm like, good luck, Connor.
Of course
and
you
I,
do.
I watch
of
it happen.
Of course you do.
I'm not going to sit there and let Connor like get saved. I was like, you got to see how mommy can really be, motherfucker. Like, she's all sweet and grand. Just wait. And she lets it out. And you can be like, Connor be like, oh, shit. Like, he's backing
the
up.
The worst part is I can completely picture this.
Oh, just straight up.
Yes.
Let's do this.
It's a totally like the opposite of like when we were growing up. Like, I don't know if your parents ever did this or they were like, oh, just wait till you get home and your father finds out about it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like, a good one.
It's the opposite. It's like, ooh, just wait. You're going to be like, motherfucker, you're going to get
I don't got to wait. I'm
pissed
right here.
Off, buddy.
For sure. I'm going to be like, oh, just wait. I told her everything. You're good, bro. She knows everything that happened at school today. She's really excited. Come in there. Dude, tell her that you're going to go see a friend later tonight. Let's skip out dinner. Tell her. Tell her you didn't take out the garbage.
You know what? Don't even come home. Yeah, just come home late. It's
Erica's
fine.
Pretty good at, like, you know, she'll, like, tell me, you know, she'll be like, I need to just walk away, and I'll
like
do the
I'm
same.
Like I'm hitting my
too.
Limit. Yeah.
I need to just walk away, and that's when I'm like, come on, y'all. Like, what are we fucking doing here? You know, like,
knowing your limit is a important thing, though.
It's
man.
Yeah, you have.
It's
to.
Something I'm working on.
Yeah.
You got to know how to step away.
Yes.
Because if you stick in that situation and you blow up on them kids for just because you've hit your own limit, that's not fair to them, really.
I agree.
But. You know, it's
Emily
tough
knows
to,
my limit. She tells me.
Yeah,
she,
I feel like that's a like skill in parenting that's kind of like not talked about enough. It's like, look, as parents, you're going to hit your limit.
Everybody's gonna
and
hit their
either,
limit.
Or either you recognizing that or your spouse or your partner or whatever recognizing that is very important for that child, you know, growing up. Like, you don't want to explode at them just like Kevin said, just because you hit your limit. And someone being able to recognize that is huge.
I mean, look, these kids need to get yelled at, you know, from time to time, or else they're never going to learn. But,
for sure.
You know, to fucking go off on them, there should only be few. Those should be only few and far between.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I like that. That's good.
I have the hardest time seeing Jason, like, as the angry parent.
He
like,
talks a fucking big game, but, you know.
What does he go?
Connor, bro! Like, that's not cool!
Bro,
very like, close, dude. It's very close.
Bro.
I use dude a lot.
That's just fucked up, dude.
Oh, I say
I stopped saying that one.
I say bro to the girls all the time. Like, come on, bro. What are we fucking doing?
Yeah. I've seen you say that.
The number one phrase I have at school, so I try to teach him because he had, like about 5 months ago, he just wouldn't make eye contact when he said bye to you or say hi or say sorry. He just won't look at your eyes.
You're ugly,
shy. I was like,
but, yeah.
So I was like, you need to look at people when you talk to them. You can't just be like, I'll be like, hey, say bye to your class. And he's like, bye. And walks out. I was like, no one knows who the fuck you're talking to. Yeah. So like, he does it, like when he does it, when he's really excited, he's like, dad, I'm here. And I'm like, What do we say? He goes, say thank you to your teacher and say bye. And he'll like not listen to me and just turn around and be like, thanks and bye, whatever. And I'm like, dude, turn around and go talk to your teacher, bro. And you could see the teacher be like, okay. I mean, I like what you're doing here, but maybe less dudes and bros. Yeah. Like,
that teacher saw you walk in and was like, that's exactly what I expected. He was
yes, a sure. surfer dude wearing his Volcom shirt. He's fucking telling somebody.
Fucking rolled up on a one wheel to pick up his toddler.
I've done that multiple times. But I tell you that when I did that, the teacher was like, you're not bringing that kid on that one wheel, are you? I was like, no, I brought the stroller. She's like, you're pushing
so
the
I
stroller
can push
with
it,
that?
Yeah.
She was like, I don't know if that's better.
She's fine.
If for the record, it's better.
It's definitely better, I think so. Holding a child on one wheel?
100% yeah. better, yes. Yeah.
100%.
6 month old holding by the leg. Yeah. Rolling
look,
down.
I mean, look, that's more our age. You know, sorry, yeah. Kevin, but that's more our age, you know. The
oh, shit. Oh yeah, Chase, I want to see you on a fucking one wheel.
I don't mean the one wheel, I mean the dude and bros and mans. And
I've been saying that since you before you even fucking got married. Okay,
before I was even born, probably
before you were born.
Jose is doing the pump fist right now for those listeners, like he was also a part of that dig. But
dig.
He is actually
dig.
Now he's cheersing the camera. This is your sign. Here's your sign. I'm slurring my words, but you're cheersing the camera. So we're all going to the right place here.
That was a great dad tip.
It was.
Great way
yes.
to end the episode, Kev. We're going to wrap us up. Fuck it.
Yep. Here's your sign, Jason.
You want to, Kevin? You want to put a dinosaur tattoo on this one?
Well done, Jose. Well yes, done. I will indeed put a dinosaur tattoo on this one. Follow us on all of our social sites. Cup to Cup Show. Don't put any spaces in that. Cup to Cup Show. If you put Cup to Cup in like the fucking search bar, you might find some shit. So just Cup to Cup Show.
Literally
on all social
Literally.
Sites. Cup to Cup
He's not
show.
Just saying that.
TikTok, X, Facebook, Instagram, all of those. Instagram is probably our biggest one. So go follow us on Instagram.
After Facebook got deleted.
It was. It's always been our biggest one. But thank you, Chase, for chiming in on that. The CTC OnlyFans on Facebook. Some fucking random bot tried to join us today. No siree.
Did they really?
Yep. Get gone. Get.
Get gone.
Gone. Get. You ain't getting up in here.
I hope you scream that as you decline. You're like, gone. Get now.
I can see that.
The guy said it said he was a part of 42 groups, but he ain't got no friends. That's interesting, bro. You ain't about to be a part of our group. Sorry about it. So yeah, these CTC only fans.
This is what you can expect out of this group, not those bullshit groups where you get
everyone's just invited.
All the fucking bots and all the fucking porn. No.
Like,
we have
like maybe our
Kevin's security, Kevin's cybersecurity team is ready to tell you to go get if you're not an actual human.
He's ready to roadhouse that shit.
Yeah, which I haven't seen still. The new one. Sorry, it's not my fault.
CTC OnlyFans group is also where you can find the emoji game, which quick update on the leaderboard because it's anyone's game at this point.
Anyone's game.
Well, Dustin is tied for first again, man. He's a beast at it. He's a beast at it. Then we got Rob is tied with Dustin, and then Mike and JC are tied, and then we got Naomi, Kayla, Dennis, and Emily.
Emily got a point?
She's on the board.
She says your movie quotes are like hard. She's like, fuck those.
I don't know what to tell you.
She's like, Jose, smarter, Emily.
Jose has hit the ABC breaking news three times in this episode.
I was going to say, that's my third one.
Make it work.
But yeah, visit our website, cup2cuplife.com, cup2cuplife.com. No space on that either because it's a website, so that's weird to put any spaces on a website. But cup2cuplife.com is where you can find Chase. Chase, you got a new blog out.
I do have a new blog. Top five players the Dolphins should draft.
Who's your number one? Just fucking
Jared Verse, Florida State Seminoles.
Never heard of him.
He's okay.
You can also buy our merchandise, folks. We got plenty of merchandise available out there. All of us are sporting some form of merchandise. Jose's got his Yankee hat on. That is not on the store.
No.
But he is wearing his Pride shirt. So he's got his Pride shirt on. Jason's got the discontinued Kevin.
Not available anymore.
So some of this stuff
unless
is
you specially request it, maybe.
Some of this stuff is just red hot deals, you know. So you got to get it while it fit in, you know. So if you don't
regular old blue light special.
So you got to get the fucking shirts when you can. So, you know, I got my hat. We do need to come up with some new hat designs because I need a new hat.
A lot. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Let's do it.
I remember the blue light.
I don't remember the blue light.
Chase, what do you think about our merchandise store?
Rich ass.
I love it, man.
The Sharp at Car Kmart.
What? Did you say what? About what?
He said something about Blue Light and Kmart. I don't know what Blue Mart is.
Kmart?
So you rich ass motherfuckers never had to shop at Kmart.
Yes, I worked at Kmart, motherfucker. Don't come at me.
Bro, what?
He just fucking slapped you, bro.
My second job as a human being was at Kmart. You don't got to tell me about Kmart.
As a human being, what other things could you have been to have a job? AMC was my first ever dog job. Like, I don't understand what we're doing.
Maybe my synth job was something else.
I don't know what that means, okay. Bro. Just guys, lovely night all together. Just class act.
Not as lovely as that hair, bro. What'd you do to it tonight? Yeah. You blow dry it before you came out? Or
it just does it naturally, dude. I got good hair.
Yeah, two of Kevin's favorite people were on this podcast, just missing his favorite, but.
Well, Jose, yeah.
Yeah, I was on.
He's there somewhere. He's on the list.
And Jose was here. Literally what he just said.
So fucked up.
Jose was here. Yeah. So there's that.
Okay.
Love you guys.
All right, guys. I'm going to take off, guys. This is
sweet,
awkward as fuck.
Sweet, bye.
Bum, bum, bum.